suppose if we don't have much work at our office, should we tell our boss that we don't have work?
Yeah.
Otherwise, our conscience feels that we are taking money without contributing.
Exactly.
I would say that there are two, three different things over here. That certainly there has to be some reciprocation. In the sense that if we are taking something, we should be contributing something. Yeah. No doubt about it. At the same time, today's workplace is not necessarily always very equitable. That means, in the sense that sometimes we may have to work 12 hours or 15 hours,
yeah.
and sometimes we may not have work for 2-3 hours, we just have 2-3 hours work.
Yeah.
So, if it is for week after week, month after month, year after year, we're not working at all and we're simply taking money,
right.
that's not good.
Thanks.
But if it is that in the past we have had a lot of work and we have worked hard, and now it's not that we are having a little bit lighter phase. We can see that as an opportunity to maybe, you know, you can learn something more, some creative field. That field you can learn something more. Many devotees use even their office time. They do their work, but apart from that, they use their office time to maybe study some scriptures, learn some. People even do some courses online. If you have Bhakti Shastri courses there, if they allow you, you can hear classes and you can make notes. Basically, you have to see what is the best way you can use that time. It's not that we shouldn't definitely avoid work and be responsible.
Right, no.
But in the material world, we also don't want to be exploited. So if we...
Exactly, that's my question.
If we are ourselves go and tell, I don't have any work,
right.
and they will think, oh, that means you can do a lot of work, and they will just dump work on you.
Exactly, or they eliminate the job.
Exactly. So now, if you can... So in a sense, Prabhupada says, in the material world, we cannot be idealistic. Sarvarambhahi dosheena dhume nagni ribhav. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that all endeavor is covered by fault, just as fire is covered by smoke. Fire is pure, but smoke is not considered pure. So similarly, we cannot just be idealistic in the practical world.
Okay.
So, if we just say, oh, I'm taking money, so I have to do some work,
right.
and I go and tell, then, as you said, that can lead to unnecessary side effects.
Exactly.
It can counterproductive. So, what
right.
you could do is that you take some of the time
right.
and learn something constructive in that field.
In that field, okay.
And some of the time you can use for bhakti. And later on, if you are asking, oh, you didn't have work, you say, I never avoided work. And this was what I was doing. I was learning this field. So you will show them that you are also, even when you are not given some work,
right.
you are contributing
Contribute.
In some other way. Or you are training yourself for future contribution.
Right.
So that's it. They can't blame you.
Got
it. So, and also it's that we have to be, see, honesty is an important virtue. But along with honesty, we also have to see the full purpose of our life. We don't want to become martyrs for honesty. Like sometimes it's in office some corruption is happening. In India it happens. Now some devotee can decide, I want to become an anti-corruption campaigner. Now they may do that, but then it's a whole network that is there and one person cannot fight it. Then that devotee might just get transferred to some godforsaken place. They might have been doing some lot of services in the temple. Now they can't do any services. They cannot even practice their bhakti properly because there's nobody over there. Then in that case, the devotee may decide, this is not a battle which I am equipped to fight right now. It's not that the devotee will go out of the way to be corrupt. But the devotee may decide that I'm not going to become a campaigner against this. Because we can fight at different levels. We can fight corruption at administrative level. It's important, no doubt. But ultimately, as long as there is unrestricted, there's greed in people's hearts, corruption in some form or the other is going to come. And greed comes primarily because of a materialistic worldview. So when we are becoming spiritual, then actually we are fighting against corruption at a foundational level. Because what are we doing? We are actually raising consciousness ourselves and helping others raise their consciousness, by which people will rise above greed. And that will deal with corruption at a fundamental level. So, we don't want to violate ordinary virtues, but we don't want to become champions of those virtues. We are servants of Krishna, we want to champion the cause of devotion. And while practicing devotion, we want to practice other virtues also. So I would say that try to find a balance where you use the time for doing something constructive towards your career. towards your job, right, or learning something more. And also you can use that time for Krishna, learning more, doing some more Krishna Bhakti, reading more, hearing more. And as I said, because of the energy of passion, I feel it's good to use it for make something tangible, you know, join some course or something like that, which will give some target for reading. Otherwise it becomes, oh, there's so much to read, sometime I'll read, it won't work out. So having some sort of tangible goals helps in using the time more effectively.
Sure. Okay. Thank you so much.